Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 164, A Call for Revolt, Advertising is the Anti-Minimalism, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, old friends. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily, the podcast where I read some of the best blogs on the planet to you. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who records his driving with a camera. One time I was on the freeway, completely stopped because there was an accident ahead of me, and a woman decided she wanted to exit, so she backed up, and apparently didn't see me at all because she backed right up into my car. And then after I told my insurance about it, maybe a week or so later, she said that I had rear-ended her. So from then on, I decided it's worth it to take a few seconds to record my driving. And I've caught some interesting stuff now. Anyways, Minimalist Monday, where I read posts from well-known minimalists. But before we get into it, how would you like to show some support for this podcast? The only way surviving right now is with your support, since I don't read you any ads, which is the topic of today's show. So if you'd like to help, come by my site, oldpodcast.com. And there are a couple of things you can do. The easiest and freest thing is to sign up for my weekly newsletter, because not only do you get free Excel spreadsheets to optimize your life, but you're also entered to win a book by The Minimalists, and the next drawing is next week, so make sure you join before then. And if you want to take it up a notch, you can actually contribute to the show, which goes a long way to help pay for the server costs to host this podcast and the website and my mailing list. So again, you could do all that at oldpodcast.com. And that's that. Let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. A Call for Revolt, Advertising is the Anti-Minimalism, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. The biggest obstacle to a wonderfully minimalist life is advertising. Let's think about that statement for a minute. What is a minimalist life, and what stands in our way from reaching it? How is advertising involved? A minimalist life can be many things, but at its heart is becoming conscious about what we have in our lives. Space is limited. We have limited hours in a day, limited years in our lives, limited physical space in our homes. And we fill all that limited space up unconsciously, packing it to overfull without much thought to whether that's the best use of our space. Minimalism is about pausing and asking what's necessary, what belongs in this space, and what can we toss out? Is the fantasy we have in our heads that's causing us to fill things up unconsciously really what we thought it would be? Advertising has the exact opposite aim. It wants us to spend without thinking about it. It wants us to buy on impulse. It wants to implant fantasies in our heads that cause us to go out and buy. Think about an ad for clothing or an Apple product, for example. They show us beautiful people living gorgeous lives centered around the simple solution of having their product in our hands or around our bodies. Ads for a cleanser make us think we'll not only have clean skin, but a perfect complexion and high cheekbones and a hunky boyfriend who adores us. Ads for a new app make us think that all of a sudden we'll be more organized and productive, and all of our needs will be magically taken care of with this beautifully designed program in our smartphone. Ads for a new kitchen appliance give us the fantasy of perfect health and a beautiful body if only we had this magical tool in our homes. Of course, none of this is true. We will be no more organized or productive, no more healthy and beautiful, no more likely to have a hunky boyfriend or lithe girlfriend if we buy any of these products. We'll just be poorer, with more stuff in our already full lives. What's worse is advertising not only implants a fantasy in our minds that we instantly want, it gives us a self-conscious feeling of lack. We all of a sudden are not complete, not happy, because we don't have the fantasy lives. We aren't good enough yet. We aren't happy yet. And the buying does nothing to placate that lack. We buy and still don't have the fantasy, and so we still feel bad about ourselves. We still have the void inside our hearts that can never be filled. Advertising is the insidious whisper of the bad angel of commerce. I don't blame advertisers. They are caught up in a game where they have to advertise or they die. I don't blame consumers. This is the society we live in, and we have never lived in any other way. I don't even blame advertising companies. The Googles and Don Drapers of the world are just trying to make a buck like everyone else and have figured out what works. Why not do what's effective, right? Don't blame the player. Blame the game. We are caught up in a game where we must make more money and therefore must advertise. And to be effective at that, we must instill fantasies that cannot be reached, a feeling of lack that cannot be eased. We are caught up in a game where this entire process is okay with everyone. In fact, cheered on because the most successful at it, Steve Jobs, Jeff Bezos, Barack Obama, Larry Page, Mark Zuckerberg, Steven Spielberg, Walt Disney, and others, they are the winners of our society. We worship them. The people who opt out of this game are ridiculed as hippies and bums and weirdos. I say we toss out this game, grab it by the belt, and send it skidding to the sidewalk. I say we revolt. We can revolt by simply opting out. They don't have an opt-in checkbox on the form of this game, but we can still opt out even if we aren't given this choice. We can opt out by not watching ads, not having them on our websites, not buying into movies that are simply clever ads, not believing the fantasies, not buying on impulse, not using shopping as therapy, not using buying as a solution to everything, not supporting media that's just there to get us to read the ads between the stories, not going to websites that have intrusive pop-up ads, not listening to ad-supported radio, not watching videos online that have ads, not using ad-supported email, not wearing logos on our clothing, not getting logos tattooed on our bodies, not going to theme parks that are just big ads for their products, not shopping when we're on vacation, not buying presents to celebrate the holidays, not buying smartphones because of an ad we saw, not buying clothes or makeup or skin products to make ourselves look like a fantasy, not reading magazines that try to make us have a fantasy of what we should look like, not watching TV shows supported by ads. Sound like too much? Yes, I agree. We are too entrenched in ads. We can't get out of them. We are dependent. The revolt is too revolting. Back to your regularly scheduled program. You just listened to the post titled A Call for Revolt, Advertising is the Anti-Minimalism by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It is crazy how many thousands of ads we see every day, and while I currently don't have ads here on this podcast, I can't promise that I won't ever, and I'd like to speak to that for a moment. If I ever did read an ad, it would take the place of me asking for you to help contribute to the show directly. So instead of getting people to contribute their own money, everyone would have to hear maybe 30 or 60 seconds of me talking about a product or service. But the thing is, I would only want to promote something that I actually use and is consistent with the theme of this podcast, something that I actually think would optimize your life. So while I agree that we're bombarded with ads, much of it's stuff we don't need, I do think there are valuable products and services out there, and I'm okay talking about them if it means that I get to continue to bring this podcast to you for free and without having to beg for donations. And I think the minimalists and Leo Babauta and everyone would agree. It's not about not consuming anymore and all of us just living in like tents in the woods. It's about making meaningful purchases. And there are companies and services that have meaningful products. So on that note, if you want to contribute and keep ads from appearing here on the podcast for as long as possible, you can visit me online at oldpodcast.com. And if you actually can't contribute, I totally understand. You can also show your support for free by being part of my weekly newsletter. And I'd greatly appreciate that too. Tomorrow, we're going to hear from Ramit Sethi. It's been a while since I've read something from him, and it's going to be about making big career jumps. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.